This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Unemployment dipped to 8.9%. That's nearly the lowest in 2 years. The economy added 192,000 jobs. For a little perspective and analysis on the numbers, we're joined by Paul Solomon, our economics correspondent. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Hari.
So let's talk a little bit about this. 192,000 jobs, 8.9% sounds like a good number. Is it really that good?
Good. It's certainly better than it's been. It's barely adding enough people to keep up with the population growth in the country. That's the darker way to look at it. But yeah, it's good compared to what it's been. The unemployment number goes down to 8.9% because we added proportionately more jobs than people.
The number of unemployed people, according to this story, is about 13.7 million, still almost twice what was before the recession. So that's kind of where we get into your U7 scale. Explain that for someone who hasn't heard of it before.
U7 is the most inclusive number. That is everybody who says, look, I want a job. And if you add everybody who is looking for a job and everybody who is looking for a full-time job but is only working part-time, that's the number that we compute as U7. That is, people aren't included in the workforce, aren't included in the labor force by the government if they haven't been looking for a job for a year or more. We put those people back in. That number also gone down this month, 17.7%. That's still a tremendous number of Americans, almost 30. It's 28 million something or other, close to 30 million Americans.
Okay. In the big picture, manufacturing is growing at probably the best pace in 7 years. Exporters are shipping more overseas. Consumers are spending more. Do we have enough data now to say that we are on the upswing, we're coming out of this recession?
We've had enough data to say that for a while. The issue has been the same one that was back in 2003, 2004, the so-called jobless recovery. And that's really the issue. Not are we still in recession, but are we in a recovery which would add jobs? The question is, are we going to be adding enough? And it should be remembered that if you've got numbers of people who say, I want a job, or I want a full-time job, but I only have a part-time job, and those numbers are up around 30 million Americans, 17, 18% of the total non-institutional labor force or a population, then this is still a huge problem for people. And what you're looking at is this notion of a bifurcated America. You know, that's a grinding, upsetting, difficult to deal with kind of division.
All right. Paul Solomon, thanks so much for helping us make sense of the numbers. Thanks for being with us.
Okay. Great, Hari.
I'm Hari Srinivasan. This is The Rundown. Stay with us.